Tuned in to Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, my name is Heather and welcome to Movie Madness. Today I have two guests with me again, Mohsin and Finn.
Hello.
Hi guys.
So this past week a lot of new trailers have been coming out for some films, and particularly the trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out from my favourite director, Quentin Tarantino. So have you guys seen the trailer for that?
No.
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts on the trailer?
I didn't really understand it, to be fair.
No, that's how his movies are, though. They're confusing. Like, yeah,
it was incredibly vague, is what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Usually his movies, like, they're confusing until you get to the end. Mm. And then everything just unwraps, like, whilst you're going through it.
Yeah.
I guess, can a lot of people stomach it like that, then?
I'm not sure. You have to trust the guy in it.
Yeah.
It's like you have to trust the storyteller to, like, something's going to happen at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just clicks.
Yeah.
Like, I think Pulp Fiction, in it, like, right at the end, you get back to the diner.
Yeah, everything kind of unravels and you finally understand what's going on.
Yeah, so, like it shows all the different... You don't understand why you see different things happening.
Mm.
Then Bruce Willis sees John, whatever his name is. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Okay, I need to watch that movie, so...
Haven't you seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
I just watched it recently, to be fair.
I've been told to watch it.
I watched it a few years ago, but...
Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah, I've been told to watch it a lot of times as well.
Yeah, that was the last Tarantino film you hadn't watched, wasn't it?
Yeah. I watched it backwards, like, you're supposed to watch that one first. But, yeah, Bruce Lee is in that trailer, which surprised me a lot. Bruce Lee.
Is he?
Yeah, not a real Bruce Lee, somebody's acting as Bruce Lee. Look, the whole movie is going to be based in 1960s Hollywood.
Right.
And he wants to show, like, all of, because that's the peak of hippie America, is what he said.
Yeah.
So he's got all that, it's set in the year that the Manson family murdered Sharon Tate, which... apparently brutally ended the hippie, so like everybody just went serious after that.
Right.
Yeah, because Sharon Tate got killed. So Sharon Tate's going to be in it, and she's played by Margot Robbie. And Bruce Lee's in it, obviously, like I said.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Manson, not Marilyn, the other one, what's his name?
Charles Manson.
Yeah, Charles Manson's going to be in it.
Isn't that his son? Or?
No.
Okay.
I think he just called himself that just for like hype.
The clout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be really interesting, but he has said repeatedly in interviews that it's not going to be around the murders, even though every single character that he's picked is from that. So I think he's just saying it to cover his own tracks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I did like the fact that he released a trailer now and the movie's coming out in July. Like, he didn't release a trailer 1 year earlier. Or 2 years. Like, people do that now, doesn't it?
Keeps you on your toes a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like, people release a trailer 1 year earlier and then you forget about the whole movie.
Yeah, because they even do that with music as well. They just drop things straight away. Like, they'll just tell you a day before and then the next day they've dropped it. So
yeah. I like that because then you don't have to wait, innit?
Yeah.
Then you just realise it's a nice surprise.
Yeah, it keeps you fresh in your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, after this, we're going to discuss some more things surrounding this topic. But before that, we're going to put Drake's The Motion on. And, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
So, yeah. So, now let's get into a topic of... we're going to talk about violence. Because this is all connected to Tarantino. And he's widely known for violence.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, because Tarantino is widely known for violence... we want to talk about, does violence affect people's mentality in real life, like entertainment violence?
Finn?
I suppose it's kind of a controversial topic on which side you stand on, but personally, I don't think it does.
The way I see it, I think everybody has their own mind, right?
Yeah.
And their own experiences and their own capacity and what they can tolerate which dictates what they do in real life. And I guess the director can't really always cater to everyone, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't just cater to everyone and be like, oh, I can't put this out because there's going to be sensitive people. I guess you just have to go with the flow and let the director be as creative as possible. But that's what I think, yeah. What about you, Ada?
I side with both of you. Like, I do agree that it shouldn't affect you, but I do agree with you as well, like, that something will affect someone differently than it will affect you.
Yeah.
Everybody's affected by everything differently, innit?
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that no one's affected by it. What I'm saying is a large minority is. So, like, maybe the mentally ill, something like that. Because for everyone, going into a violent film, you're going to watch it, it's fine. You know, it's violence, but at the same time, you know it's not real.
There are anomalies, innit, with everything.
Yeah.
I guess, like, if you know it's a violent film and you're over 18 and it's been put as that, and you go into it, you should be held accountable because you should know the possibilities of what it could possibly do, or you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, yeah, but how many films have you seen where someone's died?
Quite a lot, to be honest.
And how many people have you killed?
None.
Exactly.
I mean, no, we're on the same page. Yeah, I'm on the same page as you. I just think it's going to affect different people in different perspectives and manners. So I'm definitely on the same page in the sense that, you know, if you can't control it, don't watch it. Mm. That's just how I
see. This is why the age rating exists in it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why it exists, because, like, if a movie says 18 and you're there with your mum, she's not going to say, yeah, let's take you in. And she probably it'd be illegal for her to take you in some movies, isn't it?
I mean, there's that, and there's, you know, to go off on a different tangent, like, there's allowing people like Tarantino to, you know, manifest their thought. And if they have to manifest it in a sense that they have to put violence into it, then they should be allowed to do it, because everybody needs to portray their thoughts. And as a director, obviously, that's a very creative job. Yeah. So in order to get your message out, I think you should grant them all creativity possible to do so. I don't think they should be capped.
But do you ever see a point where it's too much, like it isn't needed? Because violence can be used to portray different emotions, like different things in film. But there is a point, like quite a lot in Tarantino, because he's quite extreme with the gore he uses.
Right.
Like, do you think there's a point that it isn't needed?
Needed, for me personally, guys, this is just what I think. Mm. I think there's like certain criteria everybody has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for him, maybe to get to the point, it is needed. But for us, it's like, okay, I get the point. Us meaning for the people that kind of disagreeing what side of the stick he's on, they'll probably be like, you know, nah, look, you don't need this. But I guess it's each to their own.
I think, like, who are we to tell him what his vision is?
Yeah, exactly.
His vision, he's like successful for a reason. And if he wants to put blood all over the walls and all over the roof, he can do it.
Not to cut you off, it's not due to success that who are we to tell him. I think each person has got their mind.
Yeah.
And each person should be allowed to flourish in what they want to
have the
portray.
Right to say what they want to say in it.
Exactly.
He said it, like, here's a quote that I got from speaking at a press conference in Newsday 1994. He said,
right,
but still, this is a movie. The bottom line is, I'm not responsible for what some person does after they see a movie. I have one responsibility. My responsibility is to make characters and to be as true to them as I possibly can. That's his responsibility, he said.
I think that's, he's beautifully put it, for himself at least, you know. Because he's so honest and true to the page and true to the visuals that he's going to put everything out there.
At the end of the day, if the story is good, the story is good, innit? That's all that matters to us as an audience, I think. It doesn't matter what he does.
I mean, again, it doesn't matter what he does, but that's very subjective. That's, you know, you may not care about what he might be portraying, but I guess other people do. So, but again, I'm still going to stick to my guns and say, you know, you can't really cater to everyone and what everybody likes. Because if you're doing that, you're not going to make the movie you want to make. So you're going to accumulate the fan base you want to accumulate.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be the others that just drift off. So I guess you can't win.
No, I suppose it's with anything, really. You're going to have people that are annoyed with it.
I mean, it's not just Tarantino that's had this reputation. I mean, I don't think this person's got the same reputation, at least to the extent that Tarantino has. But even when Goodfellas came out, and people couldn't really take... I mean, there's a scene at the start where one of the characters, they beat up one of these made men, they call them. And they beat him up in such a fashion, and people were, they were literally, apparently, this is what was happening.
Is this the scene in the bar you're talking about?
Yeah, where they get him and then, and then they shoot him up in the car and stuff.
Yeah.
And and people literally, apparently, this is what they were saying. They were saying that people were walking out of the, of the theatre, they were walking out and they were like, look, we can't take this. And I guess now if that was done, I think people are a bit more...
Open-minded.
Decent, open-minded to the fact.
Yeah, I feel like because that was a previous generation, and if you go from like watching, if you were alive while black and white movies were out and everybody was, there was no blood, people died like really slowly, there were no bullets, there was just smoke, and then you're still alive when Goodfellas and Scarface comes out, and you're part of the generation that sees the
gore and the other side as well.
Yeah, but like the evolution of it.
Yeah,
so like part of the generation that sees from black and white to colour, from no blood to all blood everywhere. From like what, Frankenstein to The Exorcist.
Yeah.
If you're part, obviously you're going to get shocked. And people have the right to have those reactions.
Oh, 100%. But for me, I think I'd move with the times a bit because, you know, everything moves. Yeah. Everything changes day by day. And no two people and no two minds are alike. And minds in movies and films are big because each person has their own thoughts. So.
But it's like if you're in one place and you're comfortable there, people are not going to be comfortable to move there, innit, some people.
100%.
So that's what the thing that will happen.
I guess when you get fed something all your life and then something just comes out of nowhere, it's like, whoa, it just sparks a
Every reaction. Time you change, there's a reaction.
Yeah. It's all sudden, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a generational gap, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100%.
So, yeah, and you were saying, it's not even with, just with Tarantino, and it's not just with violence. People get, like, especially, like, stand-up comedians, their jokes always get misconstrued in the media.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais comes to mind.
I mean, for me, jokes, obviously, again, everybody has a freedom to say what they want.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes people may go overboard, and I can't really come up, pull up a fact or a statistic or a quotation of what someone said, but I think, for me... what's personal to me is like religion and race. I think things shouldn't be put out there too much, but I guess that's just me.
Yeah, that's just you. And at the same time, like, I think it's different with comedians as it is to, you know, director. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tarantino in particular. But it's different to comedians because with comedy, there's a line. Mm-hmm. Like, there's being edgy, which can be funny to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that line, it's like you're being edgy for the sake. Right. You know, you're saying something offensive for the sake of it being offensive, and that's why it's funny.
That makes sense, yeah, definitely.
And I feel like at that point, there's no return.
Yeah, there's no return, yes.
Yeah. What do you think of the argument back for that is, would be, you're the one who searched his name, clicked on it in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, you're the one who paid for his tickets, so you know what you're getting into before you go.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on the context, like, because if you are going to, say, a Ricky Gervais show, you are expecting that type of comedy. But say if it's live at the Apollo, you know, it's just a random mix of comedians.
Yeah, it's just a random show on a lineup, and
you know, just something you took on telly. You don't know what you're getting, so I think that is where people will get offended.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, if you buy it, and then just say you buy it and you're quite ignorant to what he really, or you're not knowledgeable on what he really says, then fair dues, okay, maybe you should only research. But if you know that and then you go again and get offended again, then you're asking for it.
And I don't see any point in actually...
Yeah, but then again, it's not really helping, do you know what I mean? Because, yeah, if you're paying to go see that film, you're just helping them. You are literally aiding them to do that again.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason, like, stand-up comedy flourishes, and, like, the main point of that art is that they're free to say whatever they want. There's no producer there. It's just them, what they wrote, and they're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's straight from their heart in it, what they're saying. So, like, it's not going to be as, like, it's not going to be as safe, basically, as watching a movie, or as safe as watching something on TV. Mm. Even though everything is, like, now is changing and everything's getting more open-minded nowadays.
Well, no, but it still stands for film, though. In terms of, between comedy and film, it still stands.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're going to a Tarantino film.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what's going
to
happen.
You're not going to go to a Tarantino film and then just be, like, tweeting Tarantino at the same time.
Yeah, you're not just going, oh, I'm disgusted with all this violence.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you go to my movie then?
Yeah, what did you expect?
Yeah, I guess it's a no win-win situation.
There are some people that do all the time. I think I saw a video on YouTube, and there's this woman in America, is really old, in like 2005 interview.
Right.
And she was interviewing Tarantino. It's just, you know, like, where it shows two squares, one's him and one's her.
Yeah.
And she was saying, when people, he's like, it's not going to offend nobody, nothing's going to happen. She goes, when a kid watches your movie, sees you in the street and punches you in your face, because you saw your movie, then you're not going to be saying this to me. That was her argument back.
I call them people haters.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
If you can't really take what he's doing, don't support it. Just leave it. Don't even
mention
it.
Why are you in it? Like, she's the one who's publicizing him even more. She's on a news channel just showing his movie.
And as they say, Tarantino would have loved it. What do they call it? What's the... All notoriety or something. All...
There's no such thing as bad
publicity.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, innit? As long as it's getting his movie out, people are going to watch it either way.
Yeah,
exactly.
And who the heck... Like, she's just one person in it. Like, if it offends you, just don't watch it. That's my thought on it. So do you guys have any final thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, I think if you can't take it, don't watch it. And you should allow directors to be creative as possible, because that is their job.
Yeah.
I do think some people do go out of their way to be offended nowadays.
Yeah,
especially.
But people do it for, like, the hype in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people will just say, I'm offended.
Yeah, the Twitter followers, likes.
Yeah.
Just to be a part of that side. Mm. Yeah.
Just to spark a new thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
A new thing to be outraged by.
But, yeah.
So, yeah. So, we're going to listen to All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar, and then we'll come back with our different topic. And, yeah. I hope you like this song. And we're back. So. Yeah, so we're coming towards the end of the show now, and I did answer some questions online yesterday, and so we're going to do a little bit of a Q&A right now.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So the first question is, what is your opinion on Endgame apparently being 3 hours long?
I've got a short concentration span, so for me, I'm hopeless watching that movie. But for anybody that wants to like sitting down and watching a long narrative,
well, not on that. But I think that's pretty good for a modern audience because, as I was saying in the last show, we have got this such short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is kind of good for modern audiences because it'll teach them to not tolerate, because obviously you're going to a film to enjoy it. But
I guess that's all going to be based on the story and how well it can be told.
I've really liked the idea that's going to be 3 hours because I watched all these movies in it, so obviously I've built like, what's the word called? I'm comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Like I've built like a liking to them. Like I know all these characters now.
Right.
And because this is gonna be the final one, I know this is gonna be the last one.
Because
the producers already said that these movies up till Endgame is gonna be called the Infinity Saga because they're all based around the stones in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, this one being 3 hours, and be also being guaranteed that's gonna be a good ending. That's perfect, isn't it? Because it's like the last one that we're going to watch with these guys is going to be the longest movie.
I mean, I don't think it's that much of a stretch, though, saying it's going to be 3 hours, considering
the other one was 12 and 4.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you watch Infinity War and Endgame back to back, which everybody will, like, afterwards, because Infinity War ends on a massive cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay.
So if you watch them back to back, that's going to be like 6 hours movies, 6 hours long.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's on like a Lord of the Rings level.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. So yeah, thank you, ZJ, for asking that question.
Thank you.
So now we've got another question from Robin Jinxed Live Gaming. So he asks, what's the worst movie we've ever watched?
That's a hard one.
I don't have one.
You don't have a worst movie?
I have
a few.
There was this film I watched a while ago called April Fool's Day, and it is just terrible.
Okay.
It's horror, but it's the ending's absolutely dreadful. It's,
I think,
not
the worst
watch.
I was in I think it was like year 11 or something. I was in a rolling, like I was watching loads of horror movies because I'd never watched them before, and I watched this one called Cabin in the Woods.
Right.
I thought that's meant to be quite good.
Everybody said it's good, but it's so crap. Like the whole movie is full of cliches and everything.
Oh god.
But I think I need to go back and watch it again, because I feel like I heard that they did the cliches by purpose.
Right.
And it's got like a different reason, and I didn't, because once I saw the cliches I just tuned out, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped watching movies after a bit. So yeah, so that was our worst movies. Let's just quickly go on to a second question. He's asked a loads of questions here, but I'm just going to go through like one or two of them because we're running out of time.
How much time have we got left?
About a minute or two.
Okay, let's just try running through it.
So best movies, you just run through all of them.
Goodfellas, by far.
Hot Fuzz, for me.
Okay.
Kill Bill. Most underrated movie?
Oh.
American Gangster.
That's a good one.
I don't have an opinion for this. I don't know.
I can't think of one either, because all of my movies are overrated, man. The one that I like. I like movies that everybody else likes. Most overrated movie?
Ooh. Harold and Kumar.
Nah, that's not overrated, man.
What I heard from, I mean, overrated in my little environment, everybody was telling me to watch.
I love that movie, man.
I'd say Star Wars, but that's just because I don't like it.
Put it there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Most overrated movie? Probably the first X-Men.
Okay.
Right. Best genre?
Crime.
What's our favourite genres to watch in it? Thriller /
crime, comedy. Gangster movies. Anything got to do with that, I'm big in it.
Comedy for me.
Yeah.
I like thriller.
Good comedy fan.
I love comedy as well.
Thriller like horror but without like ghosts.
Yeah, and stuff, it's a little bit weird. You can't really define that too much, can you?
Mm-hmm. Worst genre?
Romance.
I can say there's romance. That's
can't do it.
Musicals.
Musicals, yeah.
Hate them.
Okay, musicals, I'll switch it.
With a passion, I hate them.
Okay, I'll switch it. Musicals.
Best actor / actress? We were discussing this before.
Ooh. Denzel Washington. Out there. Done. Boom, I'm done.
Oh, I don't know.
I want to just Jim Carrey just to piss you two off.
What's the next question? Go on.
Is it actor / actress?
Actress.
So either one, just choose one.
Okay, Denzel Washington, all day.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm going to say Simon Pegg, but...
He's quite good.
Quite good.
But he played the same character in different movies.
Yeah, he's incredibly tight cast, but I do like him.
How long have we got left on the clock?
About 20 seconds.
Okay. Let's just
worst actor?
Worst actor.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. There we go.
Worst actor? I don't know, man.
Jim Carrey?
No, I don't agree with that. All right, so that'll wrap the show up. I don't have an opinion on worst actor, but yeah. So we're going to wrap the show up by listening to Heathen by 21 Pilots. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show today. This was Movie Madness number 7.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So yeah.
Peace out.